Mecklenburg County leaders are considering structural changes to the troubled county health department. Commissioners heard suggestions yesterday from two outside consultants on how to fix the department. They found is poorly managed and doesn't have a sufficient system to track patient records. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
Commissioners have heard a lot about the department's problems since they acknowledged in February that 185 women weren't told about their abnormal pap smears for several months. Still, Commissioner Trevor Fuller said he was surprised by the consultant's findings.
This is very sobering that essentially we are not delivering care to the level I would expect us to do in Mecklenburg County. And we've got to be committed to making the changes that are necessary. It's not just management. This is the whole structure.
Consultant Robert Kirk from the firm Navigant responded,
I think it's important. There is nothing in our report that's not fixable.
Their suggestions include storing all medical records electronically, centralizing care to make patient visits more efficient, and more clearly defining jobs in the department of 800 employees. Kirk said clinicians did work that assistants should do. The county is also looking at creating a bigger leadership team and narrowing each manager's focus so they supervise fewer employees. Commissioner Pat Cotham says she had hoped to hear more about patients because in addition to internal issues,
we have a customer service problem as well, to show them that they do matter and we're not going to have them sit there for hours. To me, it's a major thing because it affects people every day that have gone over there.
Consultants estimated if all recommendations are followed, it could cost more than $1.5 million and take at least a year. County Manager Dina DiOrio said as changes are made, things will likely get worse before they get better. She will have details on a plan for implementing recommendations at the next meeting in August. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.